On the night of the Seder, we focus on Gulas Mitzrayim, and obviously that's the primary story of the night of the Seder, but we begin the Seder and end the Seder, not with Gulas Mitzrayim, but with the Gula HaAsida. We begin, we talk about Ashat HaAchol, Shana Haba, Ba'arad Yisrael, and then we end the Seder with Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. So we talk about not just the past, and not just what happened, but where we're going. And each and every year, you know, we're supposed to try to use the past Geula as an impetus to inspire us to try to achieve the future Geula. But each and every year so far, we have failed. Each and every year, we have not yet been successful in achieving the future Geula. And obviously the question is, you know, some years it's more troubling than others, but the question that obviously begs itself is, why haven't we been successful yet? Where have we failed? And while we believe, and we have to believe, b'chol yom sheyavo, that each and every day, that the Geula might be at any moment. They say Rav Schwab spent the Shabbos by the Chavetz Chaim in 1933, and Rav Schwab wrote up his description of the Shabbos with the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim told Rav Schwab, that Shabbos, he said that we don't have to know that Mashiach is coming today, because obviously he doesn't come every day. If it was a mitzvah to think 100% that he's coming today, but he said it has to at least be a suffix by us. It has to be like a 50-50. Like if you let's say a guy's wife is in her ninth month of pregnancy, and they're holding by the end. So they're holding by the end of the pregnancy, and then you're not sure if they're going to have to go in on Shabbos or not. So you make preparations because you think that there's a reasonable chance. Even though it's less than 50-50, you make preparations because you think there's a reasonable chance. A person has to believe that it's a 50-50 chance that the Geula is coming. Yet, each and every year, and each and every day, we daven and we hope and we wait and we pray, and it always seems that the coin lands on the wrong side. It's a 50-50, but it keeps on landing on the wrong side. So we learn a lot of Torah, we do a lot of chesed, and we suffer a lot in Gullus. So what is it that's holding us back? And generally, we don't try to ask those kinds of questions, especially after seeing tragedies like Klal Yisrael saw this past week. And we certainly can't try to answer those questions. Yet, the Chavetz Chaim writes in Shmiras HaLashon, Chelek Beis, Chavetz Chaim writes, Hine yadua maimar chazal, didor shel bayis sheni hayibo Torah u'mitzvos, that everyone knows that the maimar chazal, that the generation of the second base of Mikdash, there's plenty of Torah mitzvos, v'churbano haya ba'avon sinas chinam v'loshon hara, and the churban happened because of sinas chinam v'loshon hara, v'kosva rishonim demasha haya koach ba'avon hazeh lahachriv bayis habanui. If these averos were strong enough to destroy a standing base of Mikdash, al achas kama v'kama shelo yaniach livnos mechadash, certainly they're strong enough not to allow us to build a new Beis HaMikdash. V'zeremez ma'asham b'chazal kol dor shalo nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yamav kilu nechrav b'yamav. Chazal amirames to this when they say that any generation of the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt, and it's as if it's been destroyed. V'imkein al karchuk shonu tzrichim l'schazek l'sakin achet hazeh da'ainu li'izor shalo li'koshel bo. So the Chavetz Chaim says, that's why it's so critical that Sinas Chinam be fixed, that Lashon Hara be fixed, that we correct this Avera, because so long as we don't correct these Averos, we're going to remain in Golos. V'inei, Chavetz Chaim says, just imagine, Im hayelonu reshus livnos Beis HaMikdash. Let's say we had the ability to build the Beis HaMikdash. We had the rights, we had all the Ishurim, whatever you need, to build on the Har HaBayis, and everything was said, and Mashiach was there. All we needed was a fundraising effort. We just needed to raise the money to build a magnificent building like that. How long would it take to raise the necessary funds to build the Beis HaMikdash? They'd go on one of those fundraising sites where you could where it goes all over social media, and everyone would click. And how long would it take? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? The Beis HaMikdash. This is building the base. Everyone would contribute. Who wouldn't contribute to something like that? Says the Chavetz Chaim. They would do whatever is in their koach to do to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ubinyanenu ain't sarch kesef klal. And he says, but we don't need kesef. All we need to do is leave aside Lashon Hara, abandon our Sinas Chinam, and grab on to the Midah of Shalom. And that will fix the Avera, and then we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. Now this notion of togetherness, of Achdus and Klal Yisrael, is so critical to the Seder night, it's built into one of the issues discussed in the Manishtana. and one of the more prevalent minhagim of the night as well. We speak about two dippings on the night of the Seder. Ben Ishchai writes that the first dipping is a reminder of the brothers of Yosef dipping his coat, the ksonas pasim, into the blood. And that's how we got to Golus in the first place. And the second dipping is reminiscent of the Agudas Ezov, which will begin the process of Geula. And the symbolism is that when we can correct the first dipping, we'll be Zochet to the second dipping. When we can correct the Sinas Chinam, the Yosef, will be able to be Zochet to the next dipping. Mesh Chachma writes in Parshas Achremos that in Yom Kippur we daven, Ki atas solchan liYisrael umachlan l'shifte Yishurin. What's the difference between those two things? Solchan liYisrael umachlan l'shifte Yishurin. And he explains it relates to the two Avos HaTumah of all Averos. The Cheda Egel is the father of all Averos Ben Adam L'Makom, and for that we pray, Ki Atah Salchon Yisrael. And the Mechiras Yosef is the father of all Averos Ben Adam L'Chavero. And for that we pray, Machla L'Shiftei Yisrael. Rav Chanan in Kovetz Ma'amarim says that, you know, whenever someone tells a lie, if they're a good liar, and if a lie has any sort of kiyum whatsoever, it has to have a little bit of truth to it. You can't tell a lie that's 100% sheker. No one is going to buy anything that's 100% sheker. There's always got to be a kernel of truth. We never in the history of Judaism did we ever approve of actual human sacrifice. Yet, there's this terrible lie that's told about the Jewish people that there is, throughout the generations, a blood libel that we sacrifice human beings and use their blood in the matzah. Says Rav Elchanan, where do the blood libels gain footing? If it's not based in an ounce of truth, there's not a ki hu zeh of truth to it. How did such a terrible, terrible accusation become so popular? And Rav Elchanan explains, v'davar barur hu. He says it's perfectly clear. Ki bevaday ha'onesh hazeh al klal Yisrael hu mechuvan mida kineged mida bad eza avon shenefroyna avuro b'chol adoros. Velulei she'eni kedai. If not for the fact that I'm just little Rav Elchanan, he was very tall, but if not for the fact that I'm not kedai to really deal with this issue. Hayisi omer, I would have suggested. Ki hu mechuvan negra avon shel v'yitlu haksonis badam. That the blood libel gained its kiyum from the brothers dipping the blood of Yosef. V'im shagisi Hashem yichaper badi. And if I'm mistaken, Hashem should give me a kapara. But that's my humble suggestion. The first dipping is into salty tears to remind us of the difficult shibud, but the second dipping is to take something bitter and dip it into something sweet to give us hope that the bitterness can turn around. And we're in control of that. The Ramah records the custom in Siman Tafay and Vav, Noagim b'miktsas mekomos, le'echol b'su'uda, beitza, zecher la'avelus. As a minag, many people have, my family have this minag also, many people have the minag to have an egg on the night of the Seder. There is a zecher to the avelus. Says the Rama, why? V'nirali atam yishum shalal tishbav nikva b'lel Pesach. Because tishbav night is the same night of the week as Pesach is that year. So lel tishbav is nikva on the night of the Seder. My high, what's the connection? So the reason probably is, what the Rama might be referring to is, as we said, the geula we hope for in Pesach can only be achieved when we correct the problem that led to Tisha B'Av. When we correct all of the problems that lead to the Chorbanos. And the message is obvious, Rabbi Kamenetsky, seriously.